dimension. If you would do as I told you, you would have no vain repetition. Only two prayers ought to come out of your mouth. Only two. Lord, save me. And if you don't save me, I am going to perish. And the next one is, woe is me. That deals with you, doesn't it? You'll just look at you again. Just as I start talking, you have perfected hardening.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you about people crying all the time. And I say, why me? You ought to make your own choice.
Hallelujah.
Do what you want to do. Leave me out of it.
Hallelujah.
You chose to be here, right? That's the problem. You did.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
And you're over here because God said, no, I chose him.
Hallelujah.
And I said, you chose that one?
Yeah.
You chose me?
God.
See, and you won't, you won't budge at all.
God.
You just won't do it. Your heart.
Yes, God.
Just stiff neck. As I was sitting down, like I tell you, I do. Sister Rose asked me, she said, how are you doing? I said, I'm all right. My heart was pounding like a sledgehammer. And I wasn't afraid, but and boom, 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 boom. As God keeps constantly reminds me that my death is near. And I've told you people. Oh, well, it won't be until next year. So in the meantime, we can seek our own life. And boy, are you rejoicing in the truth. Then the Lord carried me back to the prison again. The one I spent 77 days in.
Yes, Lord.
And when I came out of that prison, I told you some things. Not a one of you can go right down the line and tell it to her. Because you forgot. See, I'm basing my doings on what God told me.
Hallelujah.
I'll try that again. I'm basing what's happening to me, why it's happening,
hallelujah,
on what God told me.
Yes, Lord.
I have enough boldness and faith to say he's not coming to this year, and here we are.
Hallelujah.
He hadn't come. And you folk don't realize it, how bold that was. Nobody knows, you keep telling us. Nobody knows when he's coming. Well, then how can I say he's not coming? Huh? Because I know he's not coming. I know about the coming of the Lord. My eyes, look, it still won't budge. Still won't do it. Well, I want to tell you something you forgot. And God reminded of me. He said, when I get you back up there, you're going to be harder.
Yes.
How many folks can testify to that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not near as hard as I ought to be. I get too much mercy. Too much. And if I say anything to any one of you, for instance, I pled with you folk to bridle your tongues. Too much idle tongues. Just say something with no meaning, no result in it, but confusion.
Amen.
You don't buy that. You'll go right back and do it again. Give me a drink of water.
Oh, my Lord God.
Oh yes, right away. You don't know where I'm going, do you? Give me a drink of water. See? Jesus told us two examples of the end time. Several times he's done that from different perspectives. Look, And they said, yeah, where? I don't remember then. Like natural brute beast. Feed the dog and it'll bite the hand to feed it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
One of the beautiful things about the millennial reign, it says, a child will play over the cockroach dead. A poisonous thing. Something, pat the little old. Because God's going to take away that destructive.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
And there'll be no snakes there.
No.
There won't be no snakes in the millennium. Huh? No. No. And I don't know why, because snakes are beautiful. Have you ever taken time to see the world pictures of worldwide snakes? Boy, are they beautiful. Why, they even got them where women use them for coats. I didn't know that. Don't dare pull that on me tonight. If you don't know it, because you don't want to know.
Okay.
You don't want to know what's going on in the world. It don't fit into your plans. I married a wife. I bought a piece of land. I got a house in New York. I just got me a new car. And every time I do that, I could just feel you people squirm. Because that is the way you thought it meant. And that you didn't think it meant that.
Hallelujah.
A couple of years ago, after not traveling for a long time, God said to me, you go to Boston, New York, and Washington. Really? I don't know about that. Brother Dennis jumped on it right away. He said to me, you told us that when destruction finally comes, it's going to start in Boston. Where'd the 9/11 start at? Dennis, answer me! Come on, Sister Powell, put your head back and say, Boston!
Boston!
My God.
Yes.
Come on, Miss Prissy. Where did it start? When did it start? Wow. Ended up in Washington. Preached right across from in New York. That, as God began his final judgment.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I sit there. Boy, you're going to wake up in hell, folk. Well, I don't believe that. That's a problem. You don't believe me.
Hallelujah.
I give you warning, admonition, instruction, and you don't believe me. Did I pick you out about what you're doing? For instance, y'all talk too much. You just need to shut your damn mouth.
Amen.
The Bible tells you that the tongue is a world. It always talks about self.
Amen.
It always exalts itself or defends itself.
Amen.
Stop it.
Amen.
But we are so prone to talk. Comment this, comment that.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Glory to God.
I can feel the backlash now.
Yes.
You talking to me? Not you, you're not referring to me, I'm right there. We watch God shut the mouth of every preacher that used to preach here.
Yes, yes.
You watch him shut your mouth on testimony.
Yes.
How many would like to testify? Do you have one?
My Lord.
A genuine testimony that will overcome this Antichrist?
My Lord.
Huh? Do you have one? Well, I'll know it. And I'll be more than glad to give you time.
Glory to God.
See, shut your mouth tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you better watch how you open it.
Yes.
God, I'm telling you what God spoke to me. One day he told me when I came back out of prison, he said, you will one day soon speak a 40-day period of destruction to America. Yes. And in 40 days, it will be done. Yes. Now, I think it's mighty kind that God will give us that warning. Because right. Some of you people, 40 days ain't going to be enough. But you don't believe me. Jesus said that the people of Nineveh repented.
Amen.
At the preaching of Jonah. And then they're very clear, but this generation will not do it.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How soon is that going to be? You think we have to wait till Jesus comes before destruction comes? Huh? Look how much has already been destroyed in your life.
Amen. Truth, Lord.
For the thief comes to destroy.
Amen.
You may go to find people.
Oh, bless you.
And then, right there, you're angry. My wife said, you're angry. You're an angry man. And she quotes that scripture. Don't go with an angry man. Well, I'm not an angry man. I'm a servant of God. And I witness and experience God's anger. And he's angry, angry. Angry, angry. Angry, angry. Angry. Sinners in the hands. You deserve to be there, you know. That was a unique story there, too, isn't it? Yeah. The book and the message is still famous. We got it. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. Anybody remember reading it? He spent an hour telling these people, you deserve hell. His church spoke. Said, give me one reason why you should not be put in hell. Well, I've been through that with you, haven't I? Give me one reason why I shouldn't kill Jackie. Or his little old wife, Kim. Huh? Can't find one. Except the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for grace.
In all the glory.
Hallelujah.
He told me one day he's going to kill a man right in my presence.
Hallelujah.
To do one thing so needful. Put fear upon the people.
Hallelujah. Yes,
otherwise, they're not going to fear.
Yes, Lord.
They won't fear the prophet.
Oh,
I done told you all along. You're going to fear my words.
Amen.
Yes. You hear me? Maybe you're the one.
Oh, Jesus.
He tried to walk in here, and boy, did God knock you down. Huh? Boy, you were so brazen, you were running around. Sure can't be you. And the basis for that is the Ananias and Sapphira. Yeah. In that great historical event called Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Where God poured out his spirit.
Hallelujah.
But how many? About 120. 500 people stood on the Mount of Ascension and saw Jesus.
Glory.
And they said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Because they wanted a part of it.
Jesus.
He says, not time yet.
Amen.
What do you want us to do then? That you go to the city of Jerusalem and you wait for the promise. See, now look at you, look at you, look at you. There was over 500 people up there.
Hallelujah.
Only about 120. What happened to the others? Why, when he told them that they should go get power to live, they went back home. They didn't want to go sit there and wait.
Lord.
So y'all want to play that kind of tonight again, huh? You want to stare at me. You've been told, and it's the truth. The eyes are the window to the soul. So I'm only concerned about your soul.
Yes.
When I look in my eyes, I see the state of the soul.
Jesus. Oh, God.
And then God says to me, all these souls are mine.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I won't let nobody pluck them out of my hand.
Glory,
thank you, Father.
Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
He reminded me that tonight because I was sitting on a couch and sister was checking something. I could tell her what her problem is. First, part of it is her eyes. She doesn't see very clear. Oh. That's what makes her face look so ridiculous sometimes, those crazy glasses. So she's trying to find a pair of glasses that will make her face look good. They don't come cheap. So I told her the other day, I said, look, just go buy the glasses. Go down to yourself, pick them out. And she did. And she came back home and she was, Daddy, knock it off. What do we do? We try to talk about Rosie in, okay?
Amen.
And today when I walked out of the dining room, I said, look, God did it again. Because the price of the gas is down there at $600. I said, don't worry about that. I told you, go get glasses. Now, I wish I could say, see. But even as you saw, some of your sisters want to wear the glasses, or fashion glasses. A lot of folks used to wear glasses because it makes them look better. It makes them look different.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless you, Jesus.
They don't believe me.
Hallelujah. Okay.
They don't sell you just plain glasses today. All styles, all colors, all shapes. One for everybody, and if you don't want, they'll make one for you. They'll make them just the way you want them.
Amen.
Is anybody going to hold yourself down and say, man, you're telling us the truth again?
Yes.
Anybody would do that? Did I tell you how God spoke to me? And he reminded me tonight. He said, remember when I told you I was going to bring it back up? I told you. I said, then I said to him, well, why are you reminding me of it now? I said, because you're getting close.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I want you to get the ear tuned.
Yes, Lord.
I can't say it and it don't happen.
Jesus.
Just to please myself. I'd like for God to knock the hell out of America tonight. But that won't please him.
No.
He got a purpose.
Yes, Lord.
He got a time schedule still out.
Yes.
Or he'd just kill you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And me too.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a purpose.
Hallelujah.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory. Do you love him? Do you love him? He loves you.
That's right.
Do you love him? Do you love him?
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Yay, Lord. You ain't going to fool him.
No.
If you love me, keep my commandments. And my commandments are not grievous. What are his commandments? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And then second, likewise. Love your neighbor as you do yourself. That's the only two commandments he requires of you to keep.
Amen.
And you know if you keep them, they'll keep you.
Amen.
Kept by the power of God.
Amen.
What is God's power? His word. His promise. His love. His truth. Glory be to God. Hey, hey, hey. What are you? Hey, Edward, if you'd heard my heart beating about an hour ago,
Lord.
It was not just beating. It was going thump, 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 thump.
Amen.
I was laying down, I could hear it, boy, wham, 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 wham.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, really, I shouldn't tell you that. I shouldn't tell you. But that'll take care of your excuses. A lot of you folks say, you ought to stay at home. You ought to be laying down. I got a nice little couch out with a nice heating pad on it. And I can put my legs up. But that's where it was something. That's where I was laying. I said, Lord, you hear my heart thumping. Ain't no time to lay down. He tried that on God some years ago and said God was dead. Nobody remembers that. And then we come out with a song. Ain't God dead? No. No.
God's not dead. He's still alive. God's not dead. He's still alive.
You're going to convince me singing it like that? God's not dead. He's still alive. Hold it now. Come on, come on.
He's alive.
I feel it in my feet. I feel it in my legs. I feel it in my knees. I feel it in my head. I feel it in my head. I feel it all over me. We are a bunch of rebellious, self-willed, trying to save yourself, and you can't do it. You need a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what
a Savior. He gave his life.
They won't do it. They won't expend no energy. The zeal of the Lord's eating them up. They ain't got no more zeal. All eat up by it.
Okay.
I like that one.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless
you. Oh, there it is. Look at it, right there it is. Fruit of repentance. Look at there.
Hallelujah.
Look, right there it is.
Yeah.
Chapter 4, revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, look at there. A vivid desire has some zeal, so we can take revenge.
Yeah.
Look. I said it 4 or 5 times and I still could get it. Look, it's right there.
Amen.
Bring forth fruit.
Hallelujah.
Meat.
Yes, Lord.
For repentance.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's going to end with zeal.
Yes.
And revenge.
Yes.
I'm going to get you back, devil.
Yes.
I'm going to pay you back for screwing me up.
Yes.
I'm going to stand on the promises.
Yes,
I'm going to believe God's word.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. Ay, 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 ay. Oh.
Bless you, Jesus.
When God told me about that 40-day period of time, I was listening to that preacher who had the dreams. And if you listen to him carefully, he picks up the month of November. Ain't you far off?
Bless you, Jesus.
That's in this year.
All right.
So what were your plans for next year?
That's right, amen.
Huh. And I'm telling you, New York is going to go. How about the Statue of Liberty? I went back and got the property. Statue said it's still struggling today. You all got it down pat?
Oh,
She fell. Are they knocking down statues? Huh? It won't be long to get to Washington Monument. Another symbol of slavery. Yeah, George Washington had slaves. It's been mentioned many times. Thomas Jefferson had slaves. Yeah. The United States, when it came into being, it had slaves. We slaved a good part of the world. Just look at them.
Amen.
Made the Indian slaves. Made the white man a slave. Yeah, put you on a fixed income. Starts off your early retirement with Social Security, good folk with good minds, took them out to work for us. Give them a vacation cruise. Retirement, that's what Florida retirement community. Yes, sir. Shuffleboard, checkers. When they had one of the finest crops in America, sugarcane, they brought in a slave.
Hallelujah.
A white man never cut the sugarcane down. Oh, why are you doing that? Tell me why you are sitting there and deliberately shutting this out. I've been in the sugarcane places down there. They got Jamaicans and Haitians.
Glory.
Had little shacks for them to live in while they're cutting down sugarcane.
All right.
I watched them harvest a whole crop of potatoes down in Homestead. And it was put them into a sorting shed. And they'd have the people in there sorting them, you know, for the market. And she sent it. And over half of them were either not shaped right or had a little bruise, so they threw them over. And they wouldn't even let those people. I would go over there. I'd have my little Chester trailer parked right across from it. And I'd see all the potatoes thrown away. So I'd go over and take, you can't do that. They would take those potatoes and dump them out in the field, big old pile, let them out. But they wouldn't even let those people.
Amen.
God bless America. If you give a lot of potatoes.
Oh, God. Lord Jesus.
Why are you telling us that? Because we are a product of this damn nation.
Amen.
This damn nation.
Yes.
And we're going to be damned nation.
Right.
If we don't separate our self-defeating. I went over here some time ago, years ago, into the nuclear submarine that used to be stationed over here.
Hallelujah.
Your sister would come here to service, and her husband worked in a nuclear submarine. Now, that's not there no more. They moved that submarine station down to Brunswick. Hey, Brother Stan, you sure know a whole lot, don't you? I know little. A whole lot more than you do.
Thank you, Lord.
So I went over. I got intrigued. The sister said, my husband, you can visit the ship in the submarine. And I went over. He took me down. Took me all the way down to the place where they had the nuclear bomb on the sub. Showed me the tubes where they put the rockets in or the... Show me how they are ready to arm them. Just a matter of minutes.
Hallelujah.
Boom. I told the Lord, I said, man, you're anxious to do that? You know what you're going to do? Well, we're not going to blow America apart. We're going to blow, you know, Germany apart or Korea.
Hallelujah.
I said, how could you serve God with that? Well, we're saving America.
Oh, bless you.
You really don't like me, do you? Do you? Do you?
Bless you, Lord.
You think I'm going to commend you guys for joining their forces?
No.
Make killers out of you. One way or another, you were involved in a killing machine.
Yeah.
Then I tell you, I wonder why God kept me out of it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was 18.
Glory God.
I signed up for the draft. My brother were gone right away. My brother went and enlisted right away because they knew they were going. But
thank you,
they didn't call me. I never once was called.
Thank you, God.
I was 18, good, strong, young man.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I tried to figure out years ago, why did they call me? Why are you folk doing that to me again? You just don't have the ability to comprehend, do you? Oh, that we might comprehend,
hallelujah,
understand,
yes,
the length, the depth, the width, the height, and to know that love of God, that pattern goes right past all knowledge of what is love. pumping heart or no pumping heart, that got me out of my seat. Glory! Hallelujah! Where are you putting on a show? I hope I'm putting on a good one. You watch me and I'll show you how to serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
With the whole heart. I said to that brother, I said, you so excited because you've been trained to put, he was trained to, on that rocket, just before they send them out. They don't arm them while they're on a ship. They arm them, just get them out because they blow up in a ship. Boy, you people just don't seem to comprehend anything. Mr. Trump said to North Korea, you guys better stop making those bombs or you're going to be... I said, we'll blow you right off the net. There won't be no North Korea. That's what he said. That's what he told Iran. And then you go back to the scripture. Who will make war with that nation? After we dropped that bomb, now we got over 70,000 nuclear bombs. So they got one or two. So drop them. Huh? And by the time they drop them, we'll retaliate. And they won't drop anymore. They got a force. We're going to force them. They're going to force you to take the mark of the beast. But they won't do it the way you think. They'll just say, okay, don't take this mark. Can't buy. Can't sell, can't drive. Mm-hmm. And somehow you'll be forced, won't you? In other words, if you want to eat, you want to drive. And again, what was it that God had me out here? We won't need to drive. We won't need the shop. We won't need food. We won't need nothing to have. Because we already got all. Now, may not even need you. Oh, there'll be many seats to get here, but they won't be able to. Should have heard of Jim tonight. Jim, can I tell you today? Hey, Jimmy, listen. I'm not involved with you, boy. I severed you from me with my hands the last time you done that dumb, stupid thing. You hear me, Jim? You hear me, Alan? You hear me, Chris? You hear me, church? He's been often reproved. Stiff his neck. Just bingo. Why'd you quote it? See how often you've been reproved since you've been here? See how often? How many times? Maybe 50 to 100? I even told you tonight, I wanted to ignore him. Since the lowest, your people will be there at 8:30. Okay. Right?
Yes.
So you just wait till 8:30. Well, when they come back to the bed, we'll clean it up. She knows we're in service. You pick up that phone and holler, tell my please come to trailer 4. Shut up! Okay. Right, look at my compadres. Look. No! Tell her, Brother Starr said no. 8:30, I'll be there. Give me the phone. At 8:30, the ones that are supposed to be there will be at trailer 4. Until then, you wait. You wait. If you don't like it, we'll put you someplace where they'll have your way for sure.
God bless you.
You don't want to wait for Jesus to come? We'll put you in a prison house. You'll wait. Put you in a mental institute. You'll wait.
God bless you, Jesus.
Put you in a concentration camp. You'll wait. Refugee camp. You'll wait. Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Oh, yeah. Teach me, Lord, to wait down on my knees.
Where in your mercy, your anxiety, help me not to rely on what I do, but to wait.
Sister Rose, you guys, tonight's your night. You didn't change it, did you? You're never late. You're always on time.
Hallelujah.
See, what's happened, we started to give her, to break her habit. Now she never used to do that. But now since we, how many times she does this week? But right in the middle of our service. Come to trailer 4! Hey, go on, get out. What's the matter? You're not bold enough? Go! You go take care of her.
God bless
you. Oh, boy. A jail wouldn't do that. We really know what the Lord would do and what he wants to do. He won't put nobody in hell. He wouldn't do that. He would say, depart from me. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't say work of iniquity. He wouldn't say that. Well, then you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
He reminded me, he said, I told you, you will say 40 days one of these days. He said, and when you say it, when I turn you loose and say it, in 40 days, this nation will be no more.
Amen.
Well, we'd like to see that, sure. Behold, with thine eyes,
hallelujah,
shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. A promise. Don't be wicked. Wickedness of man is great.
Glory to God.
Don't do that. Don't say, don't compare yourself among yourself. Well, look what they're doing. Look at that. No, look what you're doing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And look what you're doing. No, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. And God see what we're all doing.
Amen.
You hear me, Jim? I have nothing to do with you. Oh, but Jackie wants to be out there cutting grass. He needs some help. Well, that's between you and Jackie. And I said, she'll tell you, look, Jay, that's not right. I have nothing to do with that. If he wants them back out, let him come. Just don't tell me. I don't want to know. You see what I said? You heard from Jim today? Right? And you've told him several times, I could use you, but I'm going to have the Brother Stair. I said, you told him, Brother Stair, indirectly?
Oh, yes.
No, you let me out of it. You want to have back, you do what you want. And then when you get him back out there, whatever you do, don't come fussing at me about Jim. You want to, I bore that boy for 20 years.
Jesus.
I've been called him feeble-minded, which he is. And then I come from the feeble-minded.
Amen.
Over and over again I come from. Huh?
Yes.
Comfort ye my, and you're all feeble-minded.
Amen.
If you're carnal-minded, you're feeble-minded.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
There's no fellowship over there. What? With those fine fellows? Alan Rowe, Steve. Most of you folks never touched Steve. Steve came here many years ago, gave thousands of dollars. Yet I would never let him come to live on the ground. I just said to him, Steve, see, doesn't it bother you that I don't? Have you, do you folk live in this place?
Yes.
You never saw me do it?
Yes.
I said, Steve, how come you're not troubled when I don't have a clearness of letting you come here? See, I'm still not clear about you, sister. I warned you that. You have to clear yourself. Look up there. Look up there. Fruit, meat, for repentance. First of all, carefulness. You weren't very careful when you came over here. You weren't careful at all. Almost lost a night of sleep over that. Yeah. I told you it was John. I'm not going to let up on you if I have to knock that thing off your head. I'm a hard man, ain't I? Ain't a hard man. Well, I gotta be hard with a big old guy. You're gonna whoop everybody. I don't think you want to get even with a fight with me physically, because I think God would knock the hell out of you.
Amen.
He's well trained. He just says, "Step back a minute." I watched them do it with people. I let people attack me physically. Another mountain man. That was some boy. He's a big man.
Yeah.
But what a beautiful story.
Yeah.
He was so tough, so smart, that the next day, when people had found out that I had stood up to that guy and threw him out of the tent, they filled my tent. They wanted to see what kind of a guy could deal with that guy. Because the next day, the finest policeman tried to arrest him, and he whooped seven of them.
Amen.
How long?
Short.
Go ahead.
I did have a dream about Jim being restored.
I don't even want to hear about it. I told you this. Up to you.
Sir.
You also have a dream about Sister Stair and the only in the story. A restored. Huh?
Yeah.
And that interferes with a lot of people's plans. And I told you, Sister Stair will be restored.
Yes. Yes.
But right at the end, after God whoops her so bad,
amen,
you'll probably kill the man she's living with. I told her that.
Yes, Lord.
I said, you don't kill that guy. I said, he's not even going to heaven. Oh, yeah. I said, no, you're in the scene the wrong way.
All right.
I told her that.
Yeah.
And she'll probably be involved in that 40 days.
Yeah.
As God destroys everything.
Hallelujah.
And saves her.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And saves you.
Yeah.
Glory.
Amen.
Well, you shouldn't talk like that. Well, in fact, just a few minutes ago, I told you I wasn't going to be involved with that. I got all these dreams that he's had. I got them all stored. He's the only person on this life that I take his emails and store them, so I can go back and fact check them.
You
know what fact check is? So if I say something, I go back and see if it's a fact. See, Jackie had a continual spirit in him of love and forgiveness because he knows that he needed forgiveness. And so he got compassion. And sometimes he gets so tough, he almost gets to the point where he says something, he don't think I have compassion. But I do. I've had compassion on Jim, and I'll have it on now. If God's going to restore him, but not through me. If he's going to use Jackie, fine. That's none of my business.
Yeah.
I'm only going to be involved with the ones that's my business.
All right.
Nobody else. That's why for 10 years I kept yelling at you. And you kept yelling back. How in the world can you talk to us like that after what you've done? I'm not talking to you by what I done. I'm talking about what he done. Jesus. For me, for you, for Jim, everybody. It's all right. In fact, if you listen to me at all on the radio, you started sending me dreams, I would come here and I said, the Bible says, the man have a dream. Let him tell a dream. But dreams are not prophecy.
Amen.
They're not prophecy.
Amen.
One of the things about, you hear that guy's dream?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's already been prophesied.
Right. Yeah.
That's destruction that that guy saw.
Yeah.
That's why I said, my God. Calamity upon calamity.
Amen.
Tragedy upon tragedy.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Sounds like a mighty pound of destruction. Then have God say, I'll even destroy you.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah, they didn't tell me that. See how close he came to doing it? How much? 30 days and couldn't, and yet he kept me preaching. Keep me tuned in. They won't see nothing. They won't do it. My people just will not. And that's the sad part. How often I would have... That's why Jim still writes me. Because Jackie writes in and he writes back and he mentions about restoration. But I also got some email where you said to him, look, that's up to Brother Stair. And I'm telling you, it's not up to me. You want Jackie? You want him? Go get him. He's not coming here. You even tell him that.
Amen.
You said, if he comes over there, I heard it. You said,
well, no.
Go ahead.
I've got to say this.
Sure you do.
Conviction. I fear for my life because, like Esther, the gifts that God has given us are being neglected, just like Esther. And I do prophecy, but those prophecies come true.
Is that what he's doing?
And I feel
he's justifying himself.
He
likes to write emails implying that all the people who don't believe him. Now, that may not be his intent, but that's the way they read. These folks do believe in you because I believe in you.
Amen.
I believe in the God that saved you, raise you up.
Amen.
Well, then sit down and shut up. I said sit down and shut up. Then go.
Just like Esther.
Then go. Go get Jim.
I'm not worried too much.
Who are you worried about?
This gift that you preach so much on, and people don't understand it.
Oh, see that? See what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
See? That's what he does when he writes. Because he implies that you, the people that he...
I'm not saying everybody.
He don't even say anybody.
If I don't make this call, I'm sure.
Then go make it sure.
I'm gonna do it.
Not here's the place.
Oh, Jesus.
There's the calling, right here.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Jesus.
See? Boy, if you don't, I'm going to push you out.
Jesus. Oh, God.
See, I don't just deal with you. I got to deal with everybody else.
Okay.
And you.
Okay.
You're just part of the plan.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You put us on the line.
Huh?
I heard you preaching. Put us on the line.
I what?
You've been preaching to God's people to help out.
So you want to get in here and you want to tell these folks that they don't believe. I know what you're doing, Jackie.
No.
If you don't stop it.
You're the messenger.
Yeah, you're God, but boom.
I'm just trying to...
Jesus.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yes, I understand that, too.
Is that murmuring?
That's
murmuring. It's murmuring. Neither murmur you! Who they murmur against? Moses, you don't understand, Moses. We're just here to help you.
I believe you'll do right.
You love me, huh? I told you to shut up. Somehow you people don't think I sense the spirit of your words.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't care. Go. Go. You want to go? Go. I'll wait on you.
Okay.
You're the rest. You're the rest. You're coming around.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
We went through that for 10 years. And then one day he got real smart. You want to get smart again?
I'm not up to that.
You better live. They come here to lay you back down again so you can't really walk or talk. Oh, you won't go do that, huh?
You won't.
Oh, okay. Then you don't need me. Go help yourself.
Sure.
Jackie, I'm going to slap your mouth. I told you to shut up. You're not going to speak the 40 days of destruction. You're not going to speak the words of restoration. You're here to hear them, not to speak them.
Amen. That's right.
And you're not here to correct me or to instruct me. Wow, tough, isn't it? Really hard to shut up, isn't it? Really hard. Every man's mouth must be stopped. What about yours? I remember standing right in front of you over and over again. I said, if I speak as a man, shut my mouth. And then God had me thrown in jail. And he still wouldn't shut my mouth.
Hallelujah!
From the jail house, I preach.
Hallelujah!
Fear, vehement desire, zeal, revenge. Take revenge on that old man. Take revenge on that deceitful mind. Take revenge on it. Don't give it no place.
Amen.
You know, for 40 years I've been conflicted by men like I'm a prophet like you. I'm Elijah. I'm Malachi. I've had two men come here and tell me they were Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Would you want to talk up to Jesus Christ? And I find a way to trip them up. You want me to tell you one?
Yes.
Man was driving down to Chattanooga, calling me on the phone. I'm a prophet of God. I'm coming over there to speak to your people. I said, come on. I said, now I'll tell you something. When you come, we don't take an offering. He said, what? He said, what? I said, we don't take an offering. Well, who's going to pay my expenses? Who's going to take care of me? I said, what? God, you serve. If you got to go stop it, please go. Go home and get a dream about me. I'm a hard man. And if I wasn't hard, I'd be beaten a long time ago.
Oh, Jesus.
See, all I knew was talking about Jim. That's all. Because he'd been dealing with Jim. Then he said, can I say a word? He said, I still believe in Jim. Well, you believe in Jim. I'm not sure. Just leave me out of it. That mouth. Oh, you're the sign, Brother Stan. He said something the other day that almost every time things he would say, he actually said, you're Elijah. You did. I saw it in one of your things. He actually said, you're Elijah. Well, then who will abide the date of his coming?
My Lord.
When he shall appear. He'll be refining fire and a forest soap, and he will purify the sons of Levi. Now, the Levites only had something to do with worship.
Yes, Lord.
That was their job. So we've come into this house. We've gathered this place. We're here to worship. That's what we're here to worship. Not worship me, worship God. I'm not a fluke. I've been trained. I've been tougher guys than you. But you're tough people. I told you all along, this toughest congregation I ever preached to. Day after day, I got a battering in. Until I say, God, I don't even want to go talk to him no more. Sometimes I stay away for 2 or 3 days. Won't walk out of the house. Because when I come out of the house, you go, you're the one they got to see. They're the ones I talk to. Oh, we miss you, brother. Oh, we love you, brother. Pow. You rejoicing in this tonight? Open rebuke. The gifts and calling are without repentance. So I'm not trying to get somebody to repent. But you don't have to magnify your own calling. I tried that at times and God said, stop it. I even told you. Let him magnify it.
That's right.
Let God do it.
Jesus.
He'll do it. He got to do something now to establish this ministry. If he don't do something soon, and what he's got to do, here it is. Let it be known that thou art God.
Amen.
Because we don't know that God. We got to let God. See, you don't know that God of wrath, do you? You don't know too much about that God of judgment, do you? Do you? You know the God of mercy, the God of grace, but how much do you know about the God of justice? Huh? The God of judgment. See? Well, here I am representing that God. The God of judgment. And I will judge. I will judge. Every word, every move, the way you wrinkle your nose, the way you put up your hands. Yeah, I'm going to judge you. Yeah. Don't like that, do you? I'm looking right at him judging you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. I might say, put your hand down. Or shut up. Huh? Well, I don't have to. Well, if I tell you to, you have to. You got to obey the prophet. Well, I'm not going to. Okay, see? You tell me I can't feel that kickback? You want the exception?
Oh, God.
And we are exception unto you. It's a prophet sent.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He doesn't even need to send you another one.
Hallelujah.
He sent you the one, the last one.
Lord.
Now, I do know about the two witnesses. And one of them is going to be Moses, and the other is going to be Elijah. How do I know that? On the Mount of Transfiguration. And then when he got transfigured, they saw no man. So Moses and Elijah were gone, and they saw Jesus only. Somebody! But we see Jesus! Move me out of the way, Lord! Take me out of here! That's what it's going to take for these folks to see you. Such a... I'll say it again. I will, right here on the air. God, if I'm just talking like a man, if my words are just the words of a man, then shut my mouth and do it tonight or do it now. I gotta speak. Don't I speak and give warning? You told me to do that. So before I can do it, you got to speak.
Yes,
speak,
Lord.
My Lord.
Yes,
speak to me.
Amen.
The people repented at the preaching of Jonah. They're not going to repent now.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yet they repented not of their sorcery, of their fornications. And you see, that word fornication screws you up, doesn't it? But God uses the word fornication and adultery to have to do with knowing the world. Fornication is when you know a whore, not married. Adultery is when you know somebody who's married. That's adultery. You fornicators, you love the world, you mingling with the world. We have done it, people. We are bound by the world system.
Amen.
We are bound, the doctor said, the politician says.
Amen.
And one day they're going to say, you can't drive out there, or you can't pray. I'm telling you, they're probably going to stop praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I saw this morning. Yeah, I saw this morning was the Catholic priest up in Minneapolis. Who said all of this vaccine stuff is a hoax. Who do you think stopped them? His archbishop called and said, don't talk about that anymore. He said, we men of God, we don't know nothing about that. The biggest deceit upon this world is the Catholic Church.
Amen.
And that's why I told you why Mr. Trump finally nominated the Catholic woman. He did it so he can get the Catholic vote.
Amen.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Trump, hey, some of you advisors, did you hear? Tell Mr. Trump what I said. He'll tweet about me, I hope. I sure would not get that guy to tweet about me. I do remember when the Catholics said, we'll get back to you.
Amen.
I did tell you what they told me. A lot of folks said that they did. When they tried to get me to go see the Pope. Look, can you imagine me getting an invite from the Archbishop? I'll say the words for you. He said, I just got back from Rome. My private audience with the Pope. He said, for 30 minutes we discussed you. I got to deal with that Pope, you know. He knows about me. Oh, help me out now, huh? Most people never believed he was the false prophet. Most of the preachers preach he's the Antichrist. And then one day I came home and said, no, he's the false prophet. That's what came right out of that mouth. He's not the Antichrist. Well, I say, so suppose Mr. Trump turns out to be the Antichrist. What place is the Catholic Church going to have in it? The false prophet. He made a choice today of putting in a Jewish person or a Catholic. He chose a Catholic. You don't think the Pope gives a little advice? Huh? You want that Catholic vote, boy? Somebody tell Mr. Trump what I'm saying so he tweets on me. Tweet, tweet, tweet. I believe with all my heart that God raised up Mr. Trump.
Amen.
A vessel to be destroyed. And he's a destroyer. And you folk won't back me up, will you? You'll sit there and say, well, you know, we'll wait and see.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. 40 days, he said, Nineveh should be destroyed. The old king said, we ain't going to wait that long. Called a fast, didn't he?
Yes.
And you folk, I'm looking right at you, and you don't know that story?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, king, all we got to do is wait 40 days, and we'll see if that's the truth or not. King said, I ain't going to wait. They repented at the preaching of Jonah.
Yes, Lord.
Then Jonah got upset because God spared the city.
Amen.
A lot of you folk get upset because God spared me. People out there just can't understand. How do you keep preaching?
Glory. Yes, Lord.
When I walked out of the dining room, I said, look at that, Rosie did it again. Because when she went to get her teeth, her eyeglasses, they won $600. I didn't have it. And there it was laying on the table.
Thank you.
Look at that, God did it again.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. I got it from Jackie. Now, Jackie didn't give it for that. He gave it for me to help Robert. No, he came to help the prophet.
Yes.
He came to help the prophet.
Yes.
Yeah. When you gave your money, I already had it. I didn't need it. But remember what I do with you? You sat back, I said, yeah, come on. Huh? And then when you gave it, I didn't need it. But then when I walked back over to the table, then I need it. My Jesus knows.
That's what I need. Yes, he knows.
I wonder why the power to get wealth is in the hands of God. I wonder why he keeps giving me wealth. Health and wealth. I wonder why he keeps giving me wealth. How many of you guys walk around with a couple hundred bucks in your pocket? Give it all away and then all of a sudden it's back there again. Empty it out.
And then,
hey, is Bob Mark here? I gave Mark all my money I had the other day. I told him where to put it. So I had no money in my pocket. Oh. And then all of a sudden there's... And then... Yeah. And you ain't doing it. God's doing it.
Amen.
Huh? And you give back, you're forgiven.
Hallelujah.
You give it, he'll give it back to you.
Amen.
Pressed down,
yes.
Running together,
yes.
Running over. Running over. My cup is full. Since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be. My cup is full. Oh, running. Run over the devil. Just run over the devil. Now I'll say to you again. Can you picture me under this judgment and talking like this? Huh? They came in this one time after me. I mean, police came right there. The next day after I did that, I was called to the magistrate.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
On the charge that I was trying to kill my wife.
That way.
I took 10 of you. You went with. I was so scared to death. I really wasn't scared, but I didn't want to go to that magistrate by myself. Boy, you people, you're just not going to budge, are you? You're just not going to concede, are you? You're standing here stiff and stiffing. Huh? You know what the problem is? You don't know how to do it.
Hallelujah.
You don't know how to yield to God, do you?
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, Sister Stair was playing the piano. It was late at night. And she was disturbing. She'd run over there and disturb Johnson. It disturbed Connie Andy. And they called me. The brothers called me. So I came up here. She was back there at the wash machine. And I had a big, long flashlight like that. And I shined the flashlight. She jumped and ran. And she called the cops. They came out of here. And they put me to the test. The young cop that walked out that night, first time I was ever here. He said, I want to tell you something, Mrs. Stair. The laws of South Carolina supersede the laws of this community.
All right.
He said to me, if you can't back up your claim that you were not trying to hurt her, you're going to jail tonight. See, you folk don't believe me. Was there anybody there?
Yes, sir.
I said, Connie was there.
Right.
He said, where's she at? He went and got her, took her up, talked to her.
Right.
Come back, he said, I'm sorry, Mr. Stair.
Right.
I'm sorry. The policeman.
Yeah,
he didn't believe her story.
Yeah.
When I went to court the next morning, she said, he was trying to beat me with that flashlight. No good. Poor Teresa.
Yes.
So possessed by unclean spirits. Just remember, when the unclean spirit goes out, he comes back. I saw God delivered from the unclean spirit many times. Then he would come back. And when he comes back, find it nice, sanctified, holy, clean. So I'm going to go back into that house. Nice, clean house. So, but I'm going to take some more with it because they're going to keep me out through these next time. And the last state, the last condition,
oh, yes, Lord,
is worse than the first. Better than never had the devil cast out him than have him cast out and come back. Why did you folk look up and say, man, that guy says things I really... I told you before, every time I preach, right now I cast out... We cast out the spirits. The one that's talking to your mind, or we just cast it out with the word. We just blot out your ear. Huh? Well, Jesus wouldn't do it. When Jesus heard, he cast them out. Get out. Yeah, just cast them out. Jesus wouldn't do it. He did it. Why? Because they were laughing and scorning. They were disagreeing with what he said. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they were doing. Yeah. He came there and because the Father had asked him to come, he said, I'll come and heal him. He didn't come to raise nobody from the dead. He came to heal with a girl. The devil said, I got him, I'll kill her. So when Jesus got there, they were all crying because they thought she was dead. He said, she's not dead. How could you be dead? So I'm going to heal her. She's not going to die. He told the Father, I will come and heal her. He didn't say, I'll come and raise her from the dead. He said, I will come and heal her. He's coming back to save us from our sins, save us from this world. I will come and do it. I will do it. How many of you want to know what these words? like that story. That's why I stopped. Yeah, that's the story where the woman pressed through and touched him. And while he was dealing with the woman, the people from the man's house came and said, "Don't trouble the master no more. The damsel is dead."
Amen.
Jesus turned around and said, "Don't listen to them. I told you what I'm going to do. Let's go." Don't listen to them. I told you I'll come and heal, so let's get with it. Somebody! Somebody! He gave you a promise. He said, "I'll never leave you comfortless." And I said, comfort you, my people, with these words.
Amen.
You're not going to leave the comfortless.
No.
No. Jesus is coming again, as he said.
Amen.
And you, he's not even going to raise the dead.
Hallelujah.
No, he's going to raise them first, and then he's going to change us. Might have a sunrise service. When the sun comes, they're going to rise. And then we're going to rise. To meet him in the air. With a great big hallelujah. So glad you're here, Lord. So glad you're here. Going to kiss the sun.
Yeah.
Going to start a romance.
Yeah.
A marriage.
Yeah.
Glory!
Glory!
Thump, 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 thump. You all right if I sit down?
Amen.
I can stand up if I have to. You know God's laughing at us. I said he's laughing at us. I haven't preached that all my life, you know. I started preaching about 2-3 years ago. A lot of these guys are fussing me. I say, read Psalms 2. Read Psalms 2.
Amen.
So you don't want to read it, do you? It says, "Let the heathen rage." Or it says, "Why do the heathen rage?" Why? Why do the heathen rage? Why do the heathen rage? Why? Then, who are the heathen? Who are the heathen? I told you. You don't believe me? The heathen are God's people that don't know what God's doing. And then he rage. You like that? These things are written unto you that you may know.
Amen.
Huh? Because people don't know. That's one thing Jackie he's talking about. That these people don't know. They don't realize how close it is.
Amen.
That's what's the problem, Billy. Well, you hang around here, you're going to know. Because I'm going to tell you.
Glory to God.
So frivolous. I'll even tell you, I'm afraid to go out now. I fear. That same begotten Eve. He did it with the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
He did it with the Word of God. Why the hell won't you folk give it up?
Hallelujah.
He did it with the Word of God. That's how he begot there. Has not God said? That's the Word of God. Look at him. Look at him, Lord. This is the last night, by the way. Brother, the brothers will be here on Sunday. Brother Spencer and 3 or 4 others. They'll be here. I knew Brother Spencer wouldn't miss that because he likes that garage. Right. I like that. You watch that. He'll sit over there and look at me, and I'll look at him, and I'll say, right. Hey, why don't you try it?
Right.
Remember one time Brother Spencer come here, then he wanted to leave early to go up to North Carolina to see his mother. I said, I thought you came over here to see us. So you were using us as a reason to get to see your mother. I said, look, if you're going to go see your mother, go see your mother. Don't come here and play games with me.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I want to see if I can have my own way. Not here. No, he's the way.
Amen.
He's the way.
Amen.
There's a way that seems right, but he's the way.
Amen.
And so most of us, we don't think he's right. How many times do you think I'm right? And yet we've had people tell you he's right in everything.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, there they go. Don't let mother bowls wear you out. Where's your shoes?
Right back here.
That's sweet. Someday I'll explain that to you if God lets me. Because I know hardly anybody understands why I live so openly like that. You think I can't hear your questions? But there's a reason for it. And I tell you, it had nothing to do with lust.
Praise God.
She's a pretty woman now. But it's no lust. And since most people who are consumed by lust, they can't understand that. No lust. And I tell you, if I had lust, I'd take every woman in this place. When you have lust, you take them even if they don't want to. Yeah. Then they call that rape. See, I didn't rape nobody. I did not rape nobody here. Every one of them little sisters, they edge me on. Sister Pam, the one that said I raped her, would come to the ready room over and over and over again. When I went to her, said, don't do it. Don't come. She'd even come after dark. How would you like to handle that? She'd walk over to the computer and go, psst. Does that sound like somebody that didn't want you to touch him? I ask you.
No.
And it was that kind of a procedure where I found out that she was a lesbian. She'd rather have a woman than a man.
Sure.
See? So she wouldn't mind showing them to a woman. She, never mind. See, I got to get too dirty to talk about it. I never penetrated her. Never. She don't go so far. As long as I done with her, the things that a woman would do, she never stopped me. Get the hell out! I'm dead tired of you folk sitting there with your damn minds going. Timothy said, why'd you allow it? Why? Why did I allow it? I did allow it, you know. When you sin, you allow it. Don't blame it on nobody. You're the one. You. Why do you allow it? You're the one who does it. You do the allowing. But God gave me an answer for him. Blessed is a man that does not condemn himself in the thing which he allows. Woo! Woo! You don't allow sin, you know. You allow evil thoughts and lust and prejudice and self-will and look at him, look at me. Yeah, you. You allow it. You give too much space to the devil. You can't give the devil no room. He'll take the whole house. Don't try to hide him in the closet. He'll come out of the closet. He's the covenant in sin. So not a prophet, but he's effort. confesses him. Now here's where we get in trouble. He that confesses it and forsakes him. We're talking about unbelief. That's the sin that does so easily beset, the sin of unbelief. So you got to fight the fight of faith so the sin of unbelief don't overtake you. I sit down in my house and say, my God, I believe I'm going to end this thing, that I'm the prophet. My heart's pounding, my legs are weak. I'm not sure about that, Lord.
Jesus.
Gotta fight on belief.
Amen.
You're a son of God, huh? If you're the son of God, do this. Do that. I don't know why you folk don't understand the pattern.
Jesus.
Took Jesus up to a high mountain. Took him up to the temple. Said, just cast yourself down. Just live in the old way. It don't make no difference. He gave his angels charge over you. And they'll bear you up. You won't dash your foot against a stone. Now, come on. You never put it like that.
No.
You never. Then he took him up to the... Boy, what that devil did, he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And then he said to Jesus, you bow down and worship me and I will give you them. They're mine. He's the God of this world. He controls them all. Including the United States. You don't like me, do you? Yep. I know. I'm trying hard to put up with it. You are going to become the most hated preacher on the whole earth. Oh, God. Ah, hateful birds. Despisers of the good works that God's doing. Despisers of those that are good. Good man. Good man, they would say to me. I'm doing a good work. Look, I'm doing a good work.
Amen.
Good work.
Good work.
God's got me doing a good work.
Good work.
Amen. Shall we stand? You about got me wore out. That spirit that keeps fighting and fighting and fighting. Oh, God. Whew. I guess nobody's listening tonight, right? Anybody listen? Phone number is 843-538-1334. Heard from Rome today. Right down in Rome. Heard from Bulgaria. Don't hear too much from Israel because they got me blocked. They don't like the name Jesus. Hello? No, you're fooling me. Oh, it's me, she said. Who is me? God bless you, dear.
Amen.
I want you guys to see that woman been calling me like that probably four times today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And it's not easy. Sometimes you got to use a phone to listen. Sometimes you got to use a scatty. That voice comes on. I'm showing you, if I had a mirror, I sure would like you to... Oh, there it is. There's the mirror. Huh. What do you think you'll be careful how you respond to me?
Amen.
Huh? How you talk to each other?
Yes.
Don't you think you'll be careful? You don't know like I know. Oh, There's a mirror. Clearing of yourself. I wonder what in the world that is. How do you clear yourself? When I was down in the prison house, God would tell me, purify your heart. You double-minded.
All glory.
Cleanse your hand, you sinner. Boy, oh boy. I said, how do you do that? How do you purify yourself? How do you cleanse your hand? Why? Do what the Word says.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Lift up holy hands. He's telling your hands are holy. Lift them up.
Lord.
And when you obey, you purify yourself.
Yes.
And blessed are the pure in heart.
Hallelujah.
For they shall see God.
Hallelujah.
I was all alone when he told me that.
Hallelujah.
Indignation. I've been trying to work on that one. I'm doing pretty good though, ain't I? Indignation. Come on, what is it?
Insistent. Very insistent.
What?
Insistent.
See how insistent I was tonight?
Yes.
See how insistent I was? Huh? I told you I'm going to shut every man's mouth. You got something that God wants the people to hear, I'll give you. I did give you a special of it. See?
Sure.
Hey, Jim, don't bug me no more. You want to bug Jackie? He wants to be bugged by the. He might have to end up killing the bug.
Amen.
I thought I had him pretty well dead, but he's still alive. No restrictions.
Lord.
What you got on your phone?
No notification.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, I can't notify you.
Okay.
Indignation. Who do you think did that? See? Then he himself won't follow it. Somebody still here? Let's see here. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Brother Stan.
Why are you calling me? Sure, rise up against me again. Sure. See, this is Anne. This is Anne. And I got another one. Watch. Did I show you that picture this morning?
Yes.
If that ain't Anne, who is?
Amen.
That's just the way Anne came the first time. Just the way she came.
Yep.
And, yeah, I got her here. I just want to know how much I appreciate you, but I'm leaving. Give me all my money back. I offered to give her some. Oh, I gave you more than that. I'll drive you where you're going. No, I want a car. Somehow this generation is so brazen, so defiant. See how brazen she is? She's up there with the family. See, probably her money's all gone now.
Sure.
Because her family ain't going to pay for her.
No.
Like, I just want to know how much I appreciate you. To hell with you. You hear me, Ann? Go call somebody else. I did that on purpose tonight. Said, who's out there? Call. Because I want to raise hell with you.
My Lord.
You rebellious, stubborn. See, we don't believe the judgment is in the land today. Every man's mouth is going to be stopped, including the Antichrist. God's going to stop his mouth by producing the real Christ, the only Christ. Not a lying prophet, not a lying president. I stand in utter amazement how people can. They still defend that he don't lie. The man's a lie. He lied. He lied about everything. And you want to watch him. Because he will make a trip to Jerusalem. Remember, the Antichrist is going to make his declaration on the Temple Mount. and he's going to come in from the eastern gate. You watch how they, look how these guys coordinate stuff.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
They're working on it now.
Yes.
Good night. God bless you.